So we had yesterday Machlokes Rav and Rav Elazar. Rav held that the Halechasan the way the Chazarasan, and Rav Elazar held that even Shluchim Mitzvah, even the Chazarasan, are also not committed. Kamaki Atanik Atani Ishi Ben Yehuda Aymer Klapi Shalom Atayr. The Torah says, way after this, it's Atsecha. Malani Shaytei Peros Haloi Be'eper Ben Chaya Mazikasan. And Gleku Menak Be'apa Ba'ashpa Ne'ifo Be'mazikasan. So what does that mean? That when you're Oymer Regel, you don't have to worry that someone's going to do damage to your house. So now what about other Shluchim Mitzvah? It's Kavachay. How is about Kavachay? Ma'ilu Shidakon Lozuk. Ma'adok. Things that it's a derech for them to become genizik, which means you're home. You leave your house without a guard, without a young life at your house. It's dakon lozuk. It's a derech for them to get genizik. And then he's like, and if you go on a shluk and it's an akonizik, they are them shein dakon lozuk. That's kind of a comment. So the kasha here is, where do you see from layachmet ishat ha'tzecha that a chaya is not going to be magic here? Your property. It says Le'achmir Isha Tarzah. All it says is that a person is not going to start up with you. It doesn't say that animals are not going to start up with you. So it's a Sara. What's the cost?
I'm not
going to animals. So the Nitziv says what you're saying, but it's really talking about Machlokes Rishonim. The Nitziv says there's a Machlokes Rishonim which we should know. Not necessarily from stuff that's tzachim, but if Ashkafa say Indian, we should know. We know that things don't happen to people except with Ashkafa processes. Somebody's walking the street, and he falls on the floor and he gets a bloody nose. So we know that it was Ashkafa process that caused it. That caused it to happen to him. There is an issue which is actually not like this for shining. If another person comes over to you and gives you a bloody nose, was the Ashkacha process that you were going to get that bloody nose anyhow?
Yes.
That's a shy one. What? Was the Ashkacha process that you were going to get a bloody nose? So that he walked over to me, he's ready to punch me. So at that moment, did he have a choice whether he's going to make my nose bloody or not?
Yes.
He had a choice. That means it wasn't Ashkacha process, I shall have bloody nose. What? Because if you say that if you wouldn't have given the person a bloody nose, the person would have fallen anyway. Is that true? Or does Ashkacha process, in other words, let's say I decide I want to go out and give people bloody noses. So Hashem is going to make, I'm only going to come across a person who would get one anyway. Let's say you're not supposed to. I go out to the street. There's someone in the street whom in the Shemayim nothing's supposed to happen to him today. And I go over to him and I have free will. If I want, I can shoot him. If I want, I can not shoot him. So I have no free will now, whether I'm going to hurt him or not hurt him. Is that true? What? That means I don't have a free will. I don't have really a choice. Can you imagine someone who's not supposed to be genizik?
Yes.
That's true. That means I don't really have the chila. If I'm in a sviva where everybody in my room is not supposed to get killed today, so I have no bechila on my sirsa. It's a mitzvah nitzayra, but I have no free will. I have no bechila on my sirsa because I'm in a place where everyone's supposed to live through the day. So, huh? So, the reason why I have no bechila, and that mitzvah. That's how I want to be a kaddish. But trying is not the avera. The avera is doing it. Someone tries to kill him. That means if I want to set out to be a Gandhi, so I understood that I have free will, so I'm going to be a Gandhi or not. What you're saying is, I don't really have free will. I can only, if I happen to stumble across someone, I'm supposed to lose money today. And is that? I really don't have free will to whether I'll be a Gandhi or not. Because I can only do it if I happen to bump into someone who's going to. So that's not an answer. What happens if one day I'm in a stable without a stable life? That's why someone was going to get to Gandhi today. Yeah?
I told them maybe it's always the person who wouldn't happen to the person. But if it didn't happen to the person, the vice though was for something. And then it may not happen to
you. You're cheating. You're saying once it happened already, you could explain everything. But you're ignoring the concept of bechira, which seems to give everyone free choice, free will. So I'm asking you, right at that moment when he was about to do it, would it have happened to you anyway?
No.
It would not have happened, so he can't do it.
What?
So then he can't do it. If it would not have happened anyway, then he can't do it to you.
Why not?
If you say that there's a Hashgacha Pratis. I'm only questioning those people who said yes.
Wait, Hashgacha Pratis doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that sure happened. Hashgacha Pratis means that if it happens, there's no Hashgacha involved.
Yeah, I don't see the difference.
There was a benefit. In retrospect, there was a benefit. It didn't have to happen this way.
Explain this, that on retrospect, by definition, you were explaining it in the first place. You can't plan something out only in retrospect, not originally. That means you didn't plan it out. You can't do something and then say, oh, I planned it that way. And you could say it, but you didn't really plan it that way, right? Either it was planned or wasn't planned.
I didn't
plan and judgment is the same thing. Same idea. That's the way I understand. And basically, there are really two schools of thought. There's Rambam Shita, the Chinuch say that nothing can happen to you if it's not supposed to happen. And Taka people don't have the chiyuv. Nobody has the chiyuv to steal from me if it's not an Hashgacha Pratis, that things are going to be stolen from me. That's the Rambam Shita. So the mitzvah is that if you meet someone who's supposed to have things stolen from him, that you're not going to steal from him. That's the Rambam Shita. Otherwise, the Taka would have no chiyuv. So you don't know. So you have to resist the temptation at all times.
How about that? If anybody resists the temptation, then
you could, because then Hashgacha Pratis could give him a loss without someone stealing it. It'd be an accident that could happen.
What? The way he's supposed to have a loss also like that?
The method is Hashgacha, he says. Why? Well, who cares about the method? To the degree that the method causes more Agnes Nefesh, you might be right. Because Agnes Nefesh is a Hashgacha process. But how it happens, might not be in a Kamashu from a Malkin. That's the only way or the other. Anyway, this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that the Yisrael of the Isser of Nekama, by Shikai, the Yisrael of the Chiddush of the Pasha not taking Nekama is because it would have happened to you anyway. No, the person, he was banned for doing it, but he didn't cause you any loss. Someone does something to you that doesn't cause you any loss. You can control yourself not to take Nekama from it. So that's another question, like how you got punished. There it is. Nothing on you, it would have happened anyway. But you don't have to be the one to do it. You take the car, yeah, but you're not, if he caused you a loss, so the Torah can still say, don't take the car. So I'm saying, the side is that you have no kind of him. He didn't cause the loss. You have kind of why he chose to do it. It's a very strong job. There's no difference between stopping you, he's stopping someone else. It's all the same. He's a guy, okay.
What?
It's a special business. You can make a shliach in the cause of nature. How could fall down in the cause of personal life? A tree could fall down. The sheet of the of Rabbeinu Bachai, Rabbeinu Bachya, and Arachai Makadish, and the Yitzib called the sheet of Hazaya, is that people do have bechira, and that people could do things. The Nitziv brings this down. He says that's why, if you remember this for 2 weeks, you could have a part on the parasha. That's why the Shvat Ruvain said, let's throw Yosef into the bar. You're in the Chashim and the Chavim in the bar. What's the purpose of throwing in the bar if you have dangerous snakes there? And they say, because if he's inside the Gomer, the snakes won't hurt him. So the Shvat, the snakes won't hurt him if he's really inside. If he's inside the Gomer, the Shvat won't hurt him anyway. So no, he said, human beings, we can kill him even if he's a tzaddik gomer, because we have the chiyuv. And these shittas hold that they have the chiyuv. So maybe they said, let's not yadeinu al yishpuchu bar, let our hands not touch him. We'll throw him to the snakes. If the snakes will kill him or not, that's not tzaddik baruch. He's supposed to die. But human beings can kill people and not supposed to die. And that's yemei David al God, nitzma nabi yad Hashem. Rabbi Nachman, the other the Malafayla. David said, if I have to be punished, I'd rather be punished by Hashem. So I was given a choice. I'll be punished either with a famine, or with or be attacked by a different nation. He said, I'd rather be Hashem, It's like a practice, whatever will happen will happen. Will be Adonam, our prayer life, a human being is going to start up with these, so he has Bechira. He can do more damage. So I'd rather be punished by a Kaddish Baruch Hu than punished by a human being.
There's one part of science that has to be good.
Everything's
supposed to be good,
it's
one part of science.
If somebody could hurt me, which wasn't Hashkafa practice, so why is it automatically good? Why is it automatically good? So that's a complicated question. Does something have to be good? No, it could be good. You're saying, why is it best? Good, it could be. Anything could become, could be used for good. Why is it best? So the answer is, maybe it's not best. Maybe it's good, but it's not best. Maybe it would have been better if he wouldn't have done it to me. But now he did it to me, I could still turn out for the best on this level. But okay. The tzir goes with the shita of the Achaim and the Zayah, what he calls shita Zayah. And he says that that's shot in the Gemara. It says, Layach mid isha tarzacha. A human being who has bechira, even a human being who has bechira, and if there's no ashkacha process, he could still do damage to you. An animal has portion. If it's not supposed to happen to you, of course, not, because you're a little going to change, nothing's going to change. Because an animal, if it's compassion that the house is supposed to, something's supposed to happen, it's supposed to happen. If it's not compassion, then it's not supposed to happen. That's portion. The chiddush is Layach mid isha tarzacha. In issue as the chiyuv and can do things that are beyond hashkacha pratis. So then, so for a human being, that's the story. That's a chiddush in the Torah. Layach mid isha tarzacha. But it says certainly the animals won't do it. The animal and the fool is not going to set up. But the issue can have it. What? The chulda? No, the chulda would have done it anyway. He'll do it even when you're in the bed. But because of the Shulchan Aruch Mizrachi means because of the mystery, all big amounts. If it was supposed to happen anyway, it will happen. It would have happened even if you're at home, but that will happen. And because you're on the radio and you're not guarding it, nothing more is going to happen. So, excuse me? So on the Chulda, on the Chaya attacking your barn, so that, it's all telling yourself a process. Whatever was supposed to happen is going to happen. That depends on the part. A human being was the chira. So a person could choose to cause you damage even if you weren't supposed to get it. There's a shkacha pratis. There's a shkacha pratis for human beings, but not with things that are totally in the chira. Things that are totally in the chira, Hashem restrains himself, kaviyachol, allows human beings to do things. So that means a person could hurt another person, according to the Shita, even if there was no shkacha pratis that's going to happen. A personal trip and hurt himself, or the person will the stocks will go up and the stocks will go down on things that would happen to a human being. Machlek is a mind boggling Machlek. I mean, the question is, if these 19 people had not decided to knock down the World Trade Center, would it have happened anyway? Good question. Goyim have bechira too. There's no question. Goyim have bechira. Well, it depends. According to the Rambam, whoever would have died would have died. Whether it was $3 billion, it would have worth $3 billion. But they chose to do it. So it happened through them. According to the Sheet of Desire, it's not that simple. A human being has the chira, a human being could do things. It's very unsettling, it's much more comfortable to think the other way. The truth is, right Rishayin and goes around on Shita. So you make a count of Rishayin, right Rishayin goes around on Shita. What? The Rambam?
Why is it more
than the Rambam? Maybe it's not. I think most people are happier. Most people feel, what happens anyway, they just feel better. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Could be the truth is that I'm going to say clearly about death. The stabber that death is always totally hashkacha pratis. Could be. I'm going to say clearly about death. He says it about mine. Yeah. What? Quit desire did that happen? Quit desire, that's challenged. We would challenge that idea. That's so clear. Quit desire. Quit the rabbi. Quit. You want me to pass him? I'm saying the most we should say. They would say most Rishonim go to Rav Moshe.
That's the Mazik end.
Most Rishonim go to Rav Moshe. There are those who go with the Zayas Shita. Now how he deals with death, I don't know. He's talking about Yosef. The Zayas talking about Yosef. He seems to be saying anything about death. That a person has the chiva could cause someone to die ahead of his time. Shliach mitzvah only that because of the mitzvah he's not going to be damaged. But what would have happened anyway if he had stayed home? That could happen even in travel. If it would have happened anyway, it would happen anyway. You know, if it would have happened if he stayed home, he's going to yeshiva, is not going to change anything. That's all. It's obviously a great topic, but the basic stage is something you should always be aware of. Let's get back to the Gemara. Eini Yama Ba'alicha B'chazar Minayim. Now here, Belka, who's talking here? Eini Yama Ba'alicha B'chazar Minayim. Like, which sheep is this going? Are we in the middle of a Machlaikis? In the middle of a Machlaikis, Rav and Rav Elazar, right? Rav said, B'chazar Rasan, there are no guarantees. Rav Elazar said, even B'chazar Rasan. Eini Yama Ba'alicha B'chazar Minayim. Tamar Leimel. He said, B'chazar Halakha Le'alecha. So who's talking now? Yes. Who's this Kashalite? Is only Shalai of Elazar, right? But Rav is not Shrek. You follow what I'm saying? Right? Ba'alicha Lamali, my Rav is not Shrek, because of the there is not. There's still going to Rav Eliezer. Look at Ramani. Damar Ramani called him Shesh Lekarka, a little regal. Shema Kaka ain't a little regal. We had this in Tyson's on Gimel of the Days. Shema Kaka ain't a little regal. So we need it for that. So the Achleinim HaMatzmiya. Why does the Rambam not bring this down? Shema Kaka ain't a little regal. The Rambam doesn't bring this Halacha down. Shema Matzmiya, why didn't he bring it down? Bach says, what's the Tema? Our Gemara is saying it's an Achleikis Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer. This whole Gemara is only Rabbi Eliezer. Right, Rabbi Eliezer, it's Shrek. Why do you need a pasuk Ba'alicha? Why do you need a pasuk Goyach Meshach Arsecha? So the Gemara says it's coming for this Lemur. According to Rav, Goyach Meshach Arsecha teaches you. Shulchan is saying in his Eichen. What? So the question is, why does the Panisha teach you? It's a good question. It teaches you a different thing. That you told me, they just failed in that. But this whole Kaka Halicha Lamali is only Shrek according to Rabbi Eliezer. What's a Shrek according to Rav? It comes out that the Rambam is passing like Rav. And therefore he doesn't bring Yashin and Kaka in a little
level. Because
like Rav,
you have to go
in,
you have no
Kaka. You have to go in, you have no Kaka. Amar Abad and Amar Abad and Rav Yitzchak, Nema Ein Peres Kneis Yerushalayim, Seisho Eilu Regon, Eimrim, Amalei. See, it doesn't say Ein Peres Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph. You know what this says? Okay, you should know. In Shas, almost every place it says Omale, it says Ein Taisus Megillah. It's a Taishwar Taisus. What's the Taish of the word Omale? Right. Omale can be spelled two ways. It can be spelled with a Yud at the end or an Aleph at the end. Okay, if it's spelled with a Yud at the end, Omale means if only it had happened. Omale, Nichnas, Meshul Eretz Yisrael, so there wouldn't have been a Chorban. Omale, Nichnas, if he had gone in. Doesn't mean if he had not gone in. The Malay just like it's Israel, right? The Malay with an Aleph means if not, and that's what Lay with Aleph. That's what, you'll see if you keep your ears open for it, you'll see that almost everywhere in Shas it says the Malay, the Maserat Shas sticks in Ayin Taisus Megillah Chafal. That's what Taisus did say. Akapadim Malay, what do you mean? Ralof Taisus Yishlayim Dayenu. This is only a Shemay Bishma. Yekvah, this is a Yanim, the name of Chamisferi Yishalayim. He said, Allah Gala, I'm in the Mawil, you know, Chachi Chamisferi, Dayenu, Nim Salvi Yishalayim Shema. What's this Gemara doing here? What does this Gemara have to do with the whole story? Allah Gala. You're talking about being Allah Gala. So Yeshua said, it doesn't mean that all DNA are Allah Gala, right? So Yeshua is bothered, what's this Gemara doing here? So he learns that there are no payers to nice in Yerushalayim, because if the Yehuda Rekha will go up, they'll stay an extra day for Paris Gneisa, an extra day for Chamisari. If you did lines, everyone's going to be able to can get into the Chamisari. So they'll stay an extra couple of days for Chamisari. And then their houses will be damaged. There's no more Avtocha by Yachmanisha Sartah. So there are no, in case they're sure, I just follow the previous Gemara. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that people should come and find their houses in one piece, so there are no Chamisari in Paris Gneisa in Yerushalayim. That's what they sure said. So Cipher says what we were saying, that the previous sugya talked about if you have a mixed kavana, if you have mixed kavanas, is that a mitzvah now? So brings us down to tell you that a mixed kavana, if it's Paris Gneisa, people will be able to regal with a mixed kavana, a kavana Paris Gneisa, and that has a shaykhis to the top of the yamis. How you resolve the shaykhis, that's what we spoke about by Rikhus. So some say the packet ties at the top of the Yom, as we said. Okay, so here by Me'a Amru Be'eshur is the Marte. Marte Mandekar Shmei. Who's talking about a wine cellar? Okay, come. Come up and Shema Kisu Lecham Etein Sarfadik. I said, yeah, it's a Shem and Gami Sarfadik. Nami Etein Sarfadik. By Me'a Amru Be'eshur is the Marte. Mokin Hezim Lecham Etein Sarfadik. Right, so we're talking about a wine cellar where you are going to use it during the meal. So we're going to have to figure out this Marites Gemara. It's not so simple as it seems. I don't mean the mathematics. I mean the lumdis of Marites. But let's go through the Gemara. I hope you get the pictures. I'm not about to... I should draw a picture, but it's not going to come out too good anyway, so I won't help you. But some people here and Shia drew nice pictures. I think you traced it from the Art School Mishnah. Okay, so... anyway, say Shamay say Shurais. Watch the Shurai. The Shurai is the Arya Tach Mekai. So it means the two front rows. Let's talk just for simplicity's sake. You have a wine cellar with 16 barrels. Four rows of four barrels. So Kweta Beshamai, Leir Yehudi, do the front eight barrels. The front, oh, one second, three dimensional. You have four rows of four by four barrels. Right? So you have here four barrels times four. So you have 16 facing you. And it goes back four, which means you have altogether 64 barrels. Okay? You have a party. 64 barrels of wine on the wall. And you have 16, 16, 16, 16, right? So, Kotev Shammai, how many do you do? You do 32? 32, according to Rav Yehuda. Stay sure, right? You know, it's a Shmekaira. 16 are facing you. You look at it, you have 16 facing you. All right? So you do those 16, and then the 16 behind you. V'yechen en amah shura achas k'min gan. You do the 16 facing you, and how many more?
12
more. Top is also 16, but the front four you already did, right? So you do 4, 4, 4, so you do 12 more. K'min gan. Like a gan. Like a L, I'll say, like endachon. Okay, right? Take a bus to Rav Yehuda, take a bus to Yechanan, take a bus to Rav Yehuda, Beshamay Seishus Mekol HaMarati, Seishu Amrum in Arata Shmekaira. That's exactly the first Shita. Take a bus to Rav Yechanan, Seishus of Mekol HaMarati, Kitzayin Reza Tessa, Oyen Reza Kaish, Ophnim Eimeno Shomati, Eimeno Eitzar Fadik. Right, that's good. If you have a problem with, you can't find what I said, whatever you... Are you fine? Yeah, okay. Yitzel Raimish, Seishus, Kitzayin Shein Oyen. We're going to talk about Beshulof, that's what he's asking. Amar Rav. A yayna v'shulamata imena. So which four, which are those? How many barrels in our case?
Eight.
Which eight?
First,
top four corner one, so to speak. V'shulamata imena, the four underneath. Shul says a yayna v'shulamata imena, the top four corner one, and the second row of four. Behind. Anybody understand the lumbus of this machlokes? Very difficult to understand. So it's not a lumbus machlokes, it's a matzias machlokes, no? So, anybody have a wine in the cellar? So I have a closet in which we buy tissues by the case. We'll put in the tissues. So I looked how they pull out the tissue box.
Did
they pull out just the front row? Or the front and the top row? But the mumble jumble, I can't tell. We need to put the cup. Okay, let's just finish the Gemara and we'll talk about it. My Tamadara, Daiti Sinus, Boyanis Kitani, and we'll take Tatai to Tatai. שמולה מעליין עם סוטה מהם אלו, מה איתה מדי גויין עם סך יצאי נקטני ומתי גריס לגריאס נתחיל את היקוס לרב, קורס אני היקוס לשמוע ואוך זה קורס לשמוע יש לי מחלייקס לבטח משהו Now first of all, see the bottom tesis, what the lumbus of the machlokes. The bottom tesis says, the lumbus has to do with the Lashon HaMishnah. Why you medai tzvei? The Lashon HaMishnah is what? Titzayna shehen lo yayin. So it seems to be like a digdus machlokes shayva. How are you medai tzvei in the Lashon? In the Lashon. Titzayna is the Lashon lo yayin. But in lumbus, that explains only Beis Hillel himself. It doesn't explain Beis Shammai. I should just add in Beis Shammai, even when the Man Yomel says you do the whole Kaf, the Meiri says only Admochi Shia Be'Magat. You have a deep wine cellar. What do you chesh? You take it in with a sandwich, you throw it to the back, and I chesh it, you put it down. It's only Admochi Shia Be'Magat, wherever his hand reaches. That's what the Meiri says in Beis Shammai. But there are a lot of problems. If you stop being didactic in this Gemara, it's nice, you make the chesh and everything fits. But the question is how this works. Why don't you have to, it's not a big space hill, you have to check, you have to do two rows, whichever two rows you say. Why don't you have to check the other rows? What's the reason? I'll give you two choices. Is the reason because the other barrels are Mokim, Shemachis, and Amchamis? People put down their chametz, you walk in with a sandwich, you only put it down on the, those two rows. The rest of them are Mokim, Shemachis, and Amchamis. People are down there.
Yeah.
Or, why? Oh, you're right, close down. Or is the reason because there's no chashash on the Yathmano on the other areas. There's no chashash, there might be one deeper in. Maybe you did put one. Maybe they still have made the Shammai. You could have stuck it two rows back. Mm-hmm. But who cares? There's no Shash Shammai at Lana. When you come for wine, you take from these rows of wine. Why should I? You say maybe both are true. There's no Shash Chometz is there. And there's no Shash Shammai at Lana. You say both are true. But I'll tell you not Kamina. What? Yeah, but it could be the Makshim that there's chametz there, but you're not getting it. In other words, does the Chol say a mite that no one puts sandwiches three rows back? Is that what they tell by Shammai? Well, they tell by Shammai, who cares if you put the sandwiches three rows back? There's no Shammai Echlamo, he's not going to take it out. Okay, yes. They said, sir, nobody sticks their hands in the back. What? Oh, that would be a nafkamina, that's what I was thinking. Nafkamina B, let's say a person has this barrel. Now he knows Pesach, he uses a lot of wine, right? You have seder and you have avakaisis. So he has to check the top and the one behind it or the one under it. Let's say he estimates that over Pesach, he'll use 16 barrels of wine, right? That's on 16. Does he have to now check further back also? It's going to be gone paper, right? If you take away the front 16 barrels. So do you have to check now the other barrels? If you say the other barrels are Mokim Shem Echnis and Ben Chamez, you have to do the big on the back barrels. If you say there's no Chashash Shem Echlanu, now there is Chashash Shem Echlanu, because I'm going to remove the front barrels. There's Chashash Shem Echlanu. So which way is easier to understand? Now, Dov, you're right that L'chol, according to Rashi, that we only have two choices according to Tosfos. He says, the Dikas Kus Hashem Yechlan. According to Rashi, do we have two choices? Maybe not, because Rashi says there's not Hashem Yechlan.
So I'm saying that if you're in the situation, maybe the guy wanted
to know what's
the
breath. The Mokim Shem Echnis. There's some problems with that. Can I ask you, it's easier to say Mokim Shem Echnis, right? Yes, sir. So it's a lot easier just to say Shem Echlan and everything is fine. When you start, it's easier to say Mokim Shem Echnis Bechan. You say it's Mokim Shem Echnis Bechan, it's no problem. But how did the wine cellars work? You know, I bet you every single person who drew a picture of the wine cellar, pictures of half wine cellar, totally full, right? The wine cellar's not always full. gets used. So you use some barrels, you buy some barrels, you go, there's a sale on wine, you put in more wine. You only go for wine. I have a wine cellar. I have in my house a certain place where you keep wine.
You go to the front.
But what happens is, let's say I have four rows of barrels. So I use some barrels. Now there are only three rows. And so I use more. There are only two rows. Then we have a sale on wine. So what do I do with my new wine? Now if I put my new wine in the front, the way I do it in my house, then we have a problem. Because then the back is a mucking shemachnis and bachamit. Because when there were only two rows, and I came for wine, I would have put chametz down. No? You know what I'm saying? We're always talking about professionals.
Grocery
only rotates things that spoil. You don't rotate things that
spoil.
Anybody work with the soda machine downstairs? When they get new Pepsi, they have a place, I assume, where they keep it in the closet. They rotate the old Pepsi and the new Pepsi.
No, it's automatic.
What? You use up everything.
No,
so in that case, it's just a paper. So if that's the case, so then I have a problem with the wine. If the Messias is that something like milk, you're going to rotate your milk, or else you're going to lose money. Why is it better with it?
No, they might move.
Could be they do rotate, could be they don't.
No, they might move. They bring in the new one, it's back 10 hard. So they take out the bottom one from the floor and put
the
in from the
bottom
truck.
And if they have 10 high in the back,
then
leave it there. So what I'm saying is, if you're not someone who rotates his wine, I don't rotate my wine. I got water to put in the front. So you have to play these all magic. You're taking the mission of the Gemara, you say, yes, I'm only talking about some of the rotating. Or it could be talking about someone who uses up all his wine, and then he buys new wine. Which could be. It could be in the days, like we're used to nowadays. It could be a farmer. He harvested his grapes and took it. If you remember, Chesed Kabatim, the first person said, Chesed Kabatim, and one of the Beit Kabat, the Chesed in 3 years. So he said, really, you only use a wine press. Took a time, a month or two. Less than a year, use it a little bit here and there. But really, everyone squeezes their olives. The amount of grapes and olives they want to make wine, they squeeze it right away. They fill up the wine cellar, and they use it up. They just tuck it, gets emptied out, and then it gets refilled. But if that's the case, it has nothing to do with us. That means our non-taste, we have storage places, so we have a problem. So this whole Gemara, it seems this whole Mishnah and Gemara and Sugya makes sense. Only if either you empty it out before you refill it, or you rotate your stock. But if you are a person who uses the front things, sorry? If I empty it, it's also fine. Because when I empty it out, I can't look at any of the crumbs. Now, it only makes sense if when I empty it out, I see that. Yeah, you're right. If I empty it out and I leave the crumbs, you're right. I assume downstairs when they empty out the soda and put the soda, they don't clean out the crumbs. Right. So you're right, and it's the same problem. So how are you going to learn the Gemara? L'chaira, we have to go to plan B. We have to go to second place. That the pshat is, there might be chametz there. But there's Och Shashem Yechlano, because you're only going to use, you're not going to go there on Pesach. Now suddenly that makes more sense. Yaakov, you're not going to. Now it makes more sense. It makes more sense to say, you're going to use,
you have 50,000
I don't know why. What do you mean, leave the empty barrels? You mean to leave the empty barrels there?
You
need whatever
in
the
before you go back and get them.
That's
not how you're
trying to score. Well, you said to Mike, see, I wasn't sure. So you understand that my Machlaikis isn't what you're
going to
use. I don't think the Mahalis is going to be used.
No,
where are you going to put the sandwich there? No, you'll put the sandwich down. You'll put the sandwich down. But now you only have to worry about the places you can put the sandwich anyway. But now, Shabby Akhlema, I'm only concerned with the place you're going to go. You're only going to go. So you're not going to stick your hands in the bottom, you're going to stick your hands in the top.
Why would you put your comments on top if you're not using water?
Why would you? So I don't know if it necessarily has a ladder and you climb so high. I don't know. You're right. If it's a mattress with a ladder, you're going to put down a sandwich before you climb the ladder. You're not going to go to that commercial winery. Come to the person's house. Não, para o que é justiça, para o que é justiça. Now, the only thing is, one of the challenges we're going to have is to straighten out the kosher and the line of business, which I don't have clear yet. The question, if I have chametz in a place where there's no chashas and I get to it on Yom, do I have to do bedikos, simple or not? The question we started with the other day. I'm not sure. The way we seem to be more comfortable learning the sugya is if you're not going to get to it, there's no chashas and the line of business. Do people, and that's enough. I mean, someone says, just do two rows. The Shami says, just do two rows. Either there's likely that thing is behind. Or a different question. Somebody asked, according to Beis Shammai, you could put it on the whole time. So maybe it fell. Maybe it fell. Maybe it fell. Well, I just have to look. So it makes more sense for Chayra. If it's that you're right, maybe it fell. But it's like a Machai, it's like an Eitzer, and Allah is, no Shashim Yechlet, there's no problem. It's like a Barab, it's like a Tachar, no Shashim Yechlet, there's no problem. So it comes out now with more happy with Shashim Yechlet when we think into it. What? We're going to have to do something with Rashi, because by a Barab Makassara, we're going to have a Nafira Matei, so Kikha Bishmei Kaira, it says there's no Shashim Yechlet, there's no problem. So we have to do something with Rashi. We have to work Rashi out when we get to that year. How are we going to work it out? We have to work out what we still do. The problem is, it seems to be inconsistent. Like we said, Yezu B'Shi'ara, there's also no Hashash and Mechlein, and he's about to do the Dika. So there's still lots of work with that. We got to the test the other day. But hopefully when we get to that year, we'll be able to get a car tied in. Because
the dying
in
the middle of the year, what happened to you?
Thank you, Balaji.
How do you say, only the first
row of the year. You might always want more, but to say that you're going to want 8 hours of wine, that's you can't figure out what to bring up to the house. But it seems that they want a place that you can use. I don't know. See, what you're saying would be better if I sell just a little shame of the Chametz. So whatever you didn't get, so you didn't get advice. That's the problem. Someone else asked the question, what happens if you have your wine cellar, you have your 16 barrels, all nice and neat. So create the so you do the top two, whatever you call the top two. Then it's not so nice and neat. Then you have three rows of four, and the front row, you already use two barrels on the top. You have the top row only has two, and the second row has two. So you do the top row, which is these two and those two, and now there's ones behind. Which ones are the ones behind? Next row, one row behind, according to the Rav Shmuel. Right, Shmuel. Which ones are the ones behind? The top four, or the ones behind those two that I now have to check, which are in the second row? That's so clear. Rather than Clary just check. Depends if you're Chayshu Shem Yechlanim. Anything you can reach easily. And you might go to.
We'll
mark it on two rows deep. The top row, two rows deep.
Yeah, like, you know, we have any shot that maybe the guy went down further, you didn't go down further. That's the whole shot to deal with. Otherwise, why do you not do any bidikah at all? That's not your first step. Why don't you do any bidikah at all? He said, yeah, the bidikah was maybe during the meal. He ran the wine and the guy went to get some wine. He said, this is what this year is, how much you have to do.
So I'm asking you, how do you translate? That share is two rows. One and one behind. Which is the one behind? If it's neat, it's easy. Top row and the one behind. Right? I'm sure everyone draws a diagram. You look at Yasko and Mishnah and Gemara. I'm sure it has one row. It's all full. But what happens if the top row is only half full? There are two barrels, and then you got to go down to the next two barrels. So you do those four. The one behind is what? The one behind is still to the top. You do the top four. You have to do the two under the two that you just checked? That's all. That's the two behind ones I checked. Anyway, this is all not so the mice, so we don't have markets, at least most of us. Okay, I beg you all to put your classes into Chazara, and